This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. When Galesburg's founders chose to place Hope Cemetery in the heart of the city, they might not have imagined it would become a center for community and collaboration between the college and town. But this is exactly what the group Friends of Hope Cemetery has accomplished with the help of social media. Tri-State's Public Radio's Phoebe Billups explains.
Hope Cemetery is located just off Main Street, a block from Knox College, between a busy overpass and rail yard. For commuters, students, and people who live in town, it is impossible not to interact with the graveyard. Now, thanks to social media, the cemetery has a bigger presence than ever before. Heather Dixon, her daughter Paulina, and local historian Rex Charrington run the Facebook page Friends of Hope Cemetery. Together with the help of community volunteers, they look after Galesburg's pioneer graveyard. The three have discovered that the monuments in Hope Cemetery, like the stories they represent, have a tendency to shift over time.
We'll have to cut that back a little bit to see what that is.
We'll peel away enough today we'll remember where it is.
Right. Uh-huh. We'll have to remember Sanborn. But, like, I never noticed that before. Otherwise, I would have
It says Lake W. Well, that was Lake W. Sanborn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. So that goes with this one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Rex founded Friends of Hope Cemetery in the 1980s with other members of the Knox County Genealogical Society. At the time, he was recording the names and dates on headstones in local graveyards. In Hope Cemetery, he found that many of the monuments were too overgrown to read.
The condition of a cemetery like that in the heart of the city, where your founders are buried, reflects on the community. If it's in poor condition, it reflects badly on the community. And others agreed with that, and there was a lot of good volunteerism.
Today, Friends of Hope Cemetery's goal is consistent community engagement. Heather likes how the Facebook page allows them to reach their audience on a regular basis, and not just when the cemetery needs help.
Rex will throw a story on there. Pauline will put a tree that's fallen down. I'll put a picture of a beautiful day, and it just keeps it relevant all the time.
One of Heather's favorite graves is the O'Brien Epsteiner Monument, an unusual example of religious integration. Heather and Rex love the way it combines Hebrew letters and Catholic iconography. Jonah Rubin is another friend of Hope Cemetery. He's a professor of sociology and anthropology at Knox College. Rubin's research focuses on the interactions between living communities and their dead. He learned about Friends of Hope Cemetery through Facebook, and he's been bringing his sociology students to the group's spring cleanup days ever since. Rubin sees the graveyard as one of the few spaces where Knox and Galesburg come together.
And it's one of these spaces in which people really do come together, not just to kind of interact with each other, but to build and engage in a collective project of building a better community, of giving tribute to those who created both of our communities and who really can work at imagining a future together as college and town.
One of Friends of Hope Cemetery's first projects was raising money to buy a monument for Susan Richardson. She escaped slavery in the 1800s and ran a business in Galesburg for many years.
Her story kind of fell by the wayside and wasn't really recognized until the 1980s when people really wanted to revive that story as a central part of who we were and kind of tell that story as a part of our identity as Galesburg and as Knox. And part of that wasn't just telling that story orally, but telling that story through the installation of this kind of physical material marker that we can go to and see and touch and interact with.
Since Galesburg was founded by abolitionists, its cemetery has always been integrated. For example, members of the 2nd African-American Civil War Regiment are also buried there. Hope Cemetery is private, meaning it relies primarily on donations and volunteer labor. While this pays for upkeep, the monuments technically belong to the families that buy them.
Technically their responsibility. With quotes. But if no one else is going to do it, well, the choices are nothing gets done or volunteers pitch in.
Yeah,
those
we
are the
are
choices.
Family.
Yeah,
we've adopted them.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have family here, but we do now.
Yeah, that's right.
we've adopted the cemetery.
In tending the graveyard, Rex, Heather, and Paulina have come to care deeply for its inhabitants. They believe that social media has opened up the cemetery. Stories and pictures shared online, spring cleanup days, and a growing number of tours are creating more and more opportunities for the community to engage with its past and imagine its future. I'm Phoebe Billups, Tri-State's Public Radio News.